Where did you go after you were discharged?
Went back to Joplin, Missouri.
And what did you do there?
I enrolled in school at Pittsburgh. At that time, it was called Kansas State University. Later, Kansas State didn't like it to have a protege or whatever, so they went ahead, and after money spent, they changed the name to Kansas State and then Pittsburgh State University. So I went to Pittsburgh State University. I got out of college in about 2.5, maybe 2 3/4 years with a chemistry major. I went night and day. I had a lot of information I had stored up in my mind. Basic chemistry is very easy. So anyway, I took some advanced courses, and I corresponded to the University of Wichita, which was where I finally got my master's degree in chemistry.
What were you intending to do with this master's degree in chemistry?
I wanted to go ahead and get the doctorate. Independence Junior College is where I taught while I was going to get the master's degree.
After you graduated from college, then you started teaching?
Yeah.
And you were teaching what?
Chemistry.
Chemistry, of course. Then you went on to work on your master's while you were teaching. Then your intention was to go on and get your PhD.
I don't know the dates at all, but I just know that I was free that summer, and I wasn't hardly making any money. I started adding up, well, I'm going to be maybe $5 or $10 short this month. I just don't have any money, don't have anything, but I have to pursue this doctorate degree. So I went to Kansas City and saw one of these ads, and the one ad said, come on over. We'll show you how you can make 10 times as much money as I was making at school, because I was making very little. So I go to Kansas City and look the thing up. You go into the store, and then here it is. There's all these vacuum sweepers. The guy says, I have a friend here, Mr. Walt Magelson. He will go out with you one day, and I guarantee you he'll make some money and he'll turn it over to you. From that point on, I would think you'd want to go out on your own and see if you'd like to do that. Make a lot more money, because you're not making any money now. In fact, you're always worried about gasoline and so forth. Anyway, I went out with Walt Magelson. We saw six different people. Three or four of them were housewives. So we knock on the lady's door. She comes to the door, and we're in the neighborhood cleaning. And tonight we'd like to come out and show your husband and you together this new Kirby machine. The Kirby machine is only $1,400 during the Depression. We knew we probably wouldn't be able to sell it.
How much was it?
$1,400.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you get tools with it, you get shovels, you get all that stuff.
Okay.
The guy just loaded it up.
You sold me.
He was in the insurance business.
What was his name?
J.T. Fisher. But anyway, we went over there that night, and we sold not the highest price, but one was around $700 or $800. And he said, now, Wayne, I'm going to let you have this, and I'll show you what I'd like for you to sell of mine. So we got in his car, drove over to Overland Park. He showed me a little savings plan. They work $250 a year. You put that much in, and in 20 years, you have $8,500. This was with a very reputable insurance company, and it was a very exciting thing to me. The next day, I drove on back to Independence, and out of the 18 teachers, I sold, I think, 13 of them, 14, which paid a lot, a better part of a week or two in Kansas City with expenses and everything. So I decided I'd give my resignation at Independence Community College.